Omer le Abaye. Midami. And the Gemara said something that was very mustaber. Gemara said that by Toisha the Sachir, I need two psukim. Because if I had one, I need one to be Megala on the other. So, in Cain, by Bagris and Aris, the same thing. That's why I need two psukim. One pasuk is Megala on the other. What's the Gemara saying? That if the Torah would just said Taishav, I would know what Nirtza doesn't eat. Or how the Kasav Idach. Because even if the Torah would say the word Nirtza, it would say Taishav Nirtza lo yaychol. Kasav Idach, habesachin losadasi b'kal b'chayma. Even if the Torah said Beferish Nirtza, doesn't eat Truma. So I take it from a kal b'chayma that a regular Eved doesn't eat. But losadasi b'kal b'chayma, tarach b'kasav l'kara. The rule is, even if you can learn something from a Kabbalah Chaim, the Torah will sometimes say it beferish. So there, it's good. Aval hacha. Now, what's the Gemara's kasha? Ela hacha. Chad gufahi. Ki nafkala binaris, bagris, my boy gabe. What's the Gemara's kasha?
This thing will never present itself.
Why do I need two psukim, one for Naris and one for Bagris? You never have a case of Bagris. Because since she goes out when she's 12, so then she'll never go out when she's 12 and a half. Because if she goes out when she's 12, she's out already. She can't get sold after she's 12, because her father can't sell her after she's 12. So the Gemara's kasha is you never have a case of Bagris. So what's the kasha? How is that a kasha? Gemara said, V'yatzachinam ein kasef. What do I need to? Because if I only had V'yatzachinam, I would think bagrus. So therefore, I have to say in kasef to tell you naris also. So what's the Gemara's kasha? What? So it must be the Gemara's kasha is let's say beferish naris. And we'll say beferish naris, then what?
You don't need bagrus.
Then I don't need bagrus. That was true before also.
So
the Gemara is saying that if it makes sense that there's naris and bagrus, if it makes sense, so then there's no problem that the Torah said it in two steps. In other words, even though I could know from a Kal v'chomer, but the Torah spelled out naris and spelled out bagrus. But if there's no such thing as a yitzia of bagrus, what's the Gemara's kasha? There's no such thing as yitzia of bagrus, so why do I have two psukim? I should only have one pasuk, and I should say a different word. It should say narus, the feirish. That's the way we understand the Gemara's kasha. It's the right way to learn, right? It's going to be enough gemina in a minute. Is that the Gemara's kasha? The Gemara's kasha, we're not slugging up the svara before. The svara was very good. Are we slung up the svara? The svara is very good. If it would just say yatzachinam, I would only say bagrus. So it says, so therefore you need enkesef to tell you naris. We're not slugging that up. We're sticking with that. We're just asking that since there's no such thing as a yitzia of bagrus, therefore what? That's where it gets shvach. Since there's no such thing as a yitzia of bagrus, therefore. Yeah, I hate to say this, but a lot of times the Torah takes cryptic back ways of saying things, teaching us things indirectly. But it seems that this is like too far. To have two psukim, one for bagrus, which makes no sense, and one for naris, so that's too much. Right? That's the way the same Gemara's kasha.
It's not that cryptic alone would have been fine, because the Torah says,
Well, I'm not going to tell you that it did. I'm telling you from one year that you would go out with bagrus, and the second year it did not. So I need this in order to tell me that. But the first one, I need it just to tell you the second, but not for itself. But if I say that's not good enough. All right, so again, let's get the names. Rabba said the first teretz, right? So Rabba said, Boaz Ebelim and Alzeh. The Gemara's kasha is not on the svara of Rabba. The svara is emes. That if you would only have one pasuk, I would only say bagrus. And we have a second pasuk now teaches us Naris. That's true. The Gemara is just saying, why did the Torah do it in a way that it's telling us the Yetziyah Bagrus, which doesn't exist? There's no such thing as the Yetziyah Bagrus. That's the Gemara's kasha. And why this is important, you'll see in a minute. So Abayah says a new Teretz. So we're going to have here a total of three Teretz. Rabbah, Abayah, and then we'll have Marba Ravashi on the bow. Let's learn Abayah. The Gemara says, "Amalei Abaya midami." I'm sorry, Abaya is the kasha. It goes across. Elo hacha chad gufa. He. No, my boy. Elo amar Abaya. Okay. Elo amar Abaya. Seven lines in the bottom. Loi nitzrucha elo lebagger de elinis. Why do I need the pasuk? New thing. Really, for a regular girl, I only need one pasuk. Nara. Why do I have a second pasuk? Lebagger de elinis. For a Begeres is an Eilims. Sakadai Techamina Benaris Tape of Bagrus Laitepa Kamashmala. Okay, what is an Eilims? First, let me just tell you the ideas that you have to know. A girl, when she hits 12, she's a Gedayla, she has two Saris. She becomes a Gedayla, we call that an Eilim. 12 and a half, she becomes a Begeres. Begeres is a full fledged Gedayla. Okay, she's Mechayiv in Mitzvahs when she's 12. Yes, I mean, what is a girl a Gedayla? She's a Gedayla from 12. Just she's a Nara for 6 months, and then she gets a Din Bagris. Now, this is all by a normal girl who's maybe Shtei Saris. Let's say I have a girl who's maybe Shtei Saris when she's 15. So she becomes a Nara when she's 15. And 6 months later, she becomes a Bagaris. Right? She brings Shtei Saris when she's 16. So when she's 16, she becomes a Nara. It's just like a boy. Just like a boy, you assume 13, you assume he has Shtei Saris, so you count him for minyan. But Kapi Shmaya Galia, he has to actually have Shtei Saris. All right. So same with a girl. She needs to actually have Shtei Saris to be a Gedayla. She's 12 years plus Shtei Saris, and she's a Gedayla. An Eilinis by a girl and by a boy, it's called a Sris. Is someone who never got the Shtei Saris. It never happened. They never had the Shtei Saris. There's something wrong with the person. And the person, if we know that they're an Eilinis, they become a Gedayla without two Saris. Shalas, how long do you wait? How long do you wait? When she's 14, maybe she's still a Katana. 15, she's still a Katana. So the halacha is as follows. You wait until she's 35. I'll explain to you 20 in a minute. Normally you wait until she's 35. Till rive of her years, average, not the average, but the assumed life of a person is 70. So you mentioned the same Shivim Shana. So until a person's 35, you wait for her to bring Shtei Saris. She could be 34 and still be a Katana in Halacha. She's 34 years old, still be a Katana, and she has Shtei Saris, so you make her a Bas Mitzvah now, you know, 34 years old. What? No, she's not Vadei Mechayiv Mitzvah. She's a Safek. She may be a Katana until 35, she becomes a Katana. There are Simonei Eilinis. There are certain Simonim which indicate that she's an Eilinis. There are four Simonim that Chazal count that indicate the physical Simonim that indicate that a woman is an Eilinis. Tosis brings one of them is Kaila Ava. She has a masculine voice. What? Excuse me? What else? Ain't she pulei meyak nashim? Tosis brings two. Kaila Ava is one. And ain't she pulei meyak nashim? She doesn't have a stomach formed the way women. Again, a masculine figure is the second one. And there are two more. One has to do with the forming of her dadim, the dadei Aisha. And the last one is if she's miskasha b'shas tashmish during bial, so she doesn't behave as a woman. So these four things are simanei eilinis. If a woman has simanei eilinis and she doesn't have shtei saris, then at 20 she has a din eilinis. She becomes a gedayla at the age of 20. So again, a regular Isha who doesn't have Shtei Saris, we wait till 35.
And
we wait until 35, and then she has a Din Eilonis. A woman who has Simanei Eilonis, who has any of these Simanim that tell us there's something wrong with her, we don't wait till 35. We wait till 20. And if by 20 she didn't bring Shtei Saris, she becomes a Gedaila. There's no Nara, there's no Bigris. An Eilonis is a Gedaila right away. And that happens at the age of 20.
Okay.
What?
So
Tosfos, our Tosfos says she needs all four. Actually, Kul by Kulan. She needs all four Samanim, and I believe we passed it that way.
What if they come after she's 20? Right away?
If what? Shtei Saris.
Four Samanim.
I don't think it changes. I may be wrong. I think it doesn't change. Once she's 20, she has all Samanim. Okay, I may be wrong. I don't think it changes. Alright, so this is the rule of a woman becoming a Gedaila. So she can become a Gedaila either, three ways. Either with Shtei Saris, 12 years plus Shtei Saris, one way for her to become a Gedaila. Or 20 if she has Simanei Eilonis. Or 35 if she has nothing. If she doesn't have not Shtei Saris, not Simanei Eilonis, then she becomes a Gedaila at 35. Those are three. Well, Tosfos says you need all. Right. These are the three ways that a girl could become a Gedaila, and a man has similar Simani Saris, which are not negat to our sugya. One more idea. What happens? We're not going to talk about the 35-year option because nobody in our sugya talks about it. 20. Let's say she's 20. She doesn't have Shtei Saris. She has Simani Eilonis. So when she's 16, 17, we're still waiting. Maybe she'll bring Shtei Saris. She'll have a din of a regular woman. Comes her 20th birthday. So we tell her, okay, 20th birthday, you have 20 years in Simani Eilonis. Now you have a din of a Gedaila. Now you're a Gedaila. Now you're a Mechuyev of Mitzvahs. What happens at the age of 20? Do we say, now she becomes a Gedaila? From now on, she's a Gedaila. Or do we say, well, once she hit 20 without Shtei Saris, that is Megala to us, that reveals to us, Lamafreya, that even when she was 12, she should have been a Gedaila. Most women 12 have Shtei Saris. She didn't have Shtei Saris. We didn't know why. Maybe once she hits 20, it should be Megala Lamafreya that she was a Gedaila when she was 12. Maybe that should be the status of an Eilonis. So this is a machlokes in Yevamos Daf Pei between Rav and Shmuel. What? Nachkamina, Rav and Shmuel talk about a case where a person eats chaylev, a 15-year-old eats chaylev. And the person, they happen to talk about a man, the same thing. A man who doesn't have Shtei Saris is 15, or a woman who doesn't have Shtei Saris is 15, eats chaylev. Yeah, b'shaygeg. Now, if a katan eats chaylev b'shaygeg, he doesn't bring a karma chasas. If a gadol eats chaylev b'shaygeg, you bring a karma chasas. So he was 15 years old, he ate chaylev. Well, she was 15, she ate chaylev. We don't know what she is. She doesn't have Shtei Saris. Now, when she turns 20, and we say, okay, you're an Eilonis. Does she bring a karban chatas for having eaten the chaylev when she was 15? If you say, Rav says that when you turn 20 and you're an Eilonis, it's a gloy milchala mafreya, that you are really a gedaila at the age of 12. If so, then at the age of 12 you are a gedaila, and when you're 15 you ate chaylev b'shaygeg, you bring a karban chatas. A girl is
12.
So we have a chazaka that 12-year-olds, stam 12-year-olds are gedaila. So I think that's why you go back to 12. Shmuel disagrees. Shmuel says that no, when she's 20 she becomes a gedaila. Till now she was a ketana. And it does not go back l'mafrei. So this is a machlokes Rav and Shmuel, if it goes back to Mafreya or not. So these are the ideas that you have to know. There's a Rashi that's a little misleading. The Rashi Elinus, second wide line. I don't know why Rashi says this. Elinus ain lo simani naros. Vashemina kura shiitzu yamei bagrusa kishayi ala esrim shana. Rashi doesn't mention simani Elinus. Rashi doesn't mention Simani Elinus. I don't know why. Why doesn't Rashi say she has Simani Elinus? But anyway, Rashi says Ashmina Kuroshi Etsu Yemei Bagrusa Kushigil Esrim Shana. Then when she hits 20, she goes out. That's what Rashi says. She's Yitzia Bagrus. Then when she hits 20, she goes out. How does she go out when she's 20? Huh? Right, because if she was sold under 12, she would have gone out already with 6 years. So why does it mean she goes out with Bagrus? L'chayr has to mean, Rashi has to mean that she went out with Bagrus when she was sold after 14. She was sold 15 or 16. So now she's going to go out with Bagrus. Okay, so Rashi means she's going to go out with Bagrus. She becomes a Begeris, she goes out. So according to Shmuel, she goes out because she became a Gedolah. I guess according to Rav, she goes out. L'mafreya, we see that it wasn't in the hill. Okay, that's the. I think it's the way we have to understand the Pshat in the Gemara. Okay, so I told you till now these are Yediyas, the rules of Eilinus, and. Okay. The Gemara has a kal v'chaymer. Frak the Gemara, maskel amar beravash. V'lav kal v'chaymer he. Why do I need a pasuk to tell you an alienist goes out? I have a kal v'chaymer. Masim manim she'im meitzi mishusav. Meitzi mishusav. Madosh shtei saris, which are not meitzi mishusav. Because why? The father owns his daughter till 12 and a half. And yet, it's Maitzi Mishasad dying. Bagros, She Maitzi Mishasad. In addition, Maitzi Mishasad. Good Kavachimer. Madach Simonim. What's the Kavachimer saying? What's easier to go out from Av or Adai? It's easier to go out from. from Adai. Because Simonim are not Maitzi from Av, Maitzi from Adai. So Elinus, which is Maitzi Mishasad, certainly Maitzi Mishasad. Certainly Maitzi Mishasad. That's a good Kavachai. Mechaira, what do I need? Do I need a Kavachai for this? Do I need a Kavachai to tell you that she goes out when she's 20? The father, again, what's the case? The father sold her when she was 15. Right? Sold her when she's 15. And when she hits 20, we have now, the Gemara is saying she goes out. So the Gemara is saying, Abaye said we know from a pasuk. Mar Bar Avashi says, I know from a kal v'chaymer. Alright? Abaye says we know from a pasuk. Mar Bar Avashi says, I know from a kal v'chaymer. Do I need a kal v'chaymer? Push it. The father owns her. She's 15 years old. She has simani elinus. Till when does the father own her? Only till 20, you know? So of course he can only sell her till 20. No? You have a 15-year-old who has simani elinus. So the father only owns her till she's 20. So isn't it a push it? That he can't sell her past 20 if he only owes her till 20. He can only sell her till 20, no? Well, the Brisker Rav here. Brisker Rav is talking about an Eved, not about a father's ownership. You mean to say a similar svar? Okay, let's say, but you hear the kasha. You hear the kasha. Rabbi Chanan, a tough Tavarov, is this kasha. He asked, what do I need a Kal V'chaimer for? It's Pashut. The father only owns her. Father only owns her till Bagrus. So it's Pashut. You can't sell her past Bagrus. What do I need a Kal V'chaimer for? You can't sell what you don't own. You can only sell what you own. So this is a kasha on the Gemara. The B'chanan asks a similar kasha on Taisus. Taisus Dibra Maskel Bagrus. Okay, you found the kasha. The insight is, if I'm a shutif with you, I own something with you b'shutfis. And let's say we buy a car b'shutfis. I use it for 1 month, you use it for 1 month. I use it for 1 month, you use it for 1 month. So when I sell my chelik, of course I can't sell your month. I can only sell what I have a right to. Right? Push it. If I sell my chelik in the car, so the person I sell it to can use it my month. Your month, he gives it to you. So say a man owns his daughter, in this case, till she's 20. So if he sells her, obviously he can only sell it till she's 20. He only owns it till she's 20. So obviously, when she has bagrus of ailments, of course she goes out. I don't need kavachayimah. Need kavachayimah? Of course, he only owns her till she's 20. So in Mela, she only goes out till she's 20. This is Rabbi Chana's kasha on the Gemara. That what? Again. Oh, you mean the Rashi that says that the Gemara is going to ask Tarfa Kasla Chadek. Thank you. That's mysterious. Yes. Where Rashi says obviously it wouldn't be shver. If one said the Kal V'chaimer, you wouldn't have a kasha of Tarfa Kasla Chadek. But he knows it's even better. It's a better kasha than my Bar Avashi's kasha. You're right. It makes the kasha even stronger. Okay, good. So this is one kasha on the Gemara. We'll answer it in a minute. Let's see Taisus. Taisus Bagrus. It's not a hard Taisus, but I suspect that many of you learnt it incorrectly. Because I initially learnt it incorrectly, and I see that some guys in Yeshiva learnt it initially. So let's learn Taisus kasha. It's not a hard Taisus. In Toima, what's Taisus kasha? Misa sa'af techiach. When a father dies, does anybody yarshin his daughter? Nobody. A man has a daughter that's a katana or a nara. He dies. Nobody owns her now. She keeps whatever she earns. So for Taisus, Misa sa'af techiach. Shemoytzia mishu sa'af. The father dies, it's moytzia mishu sa'af. Eino mitzia mishu sa'af. And it's not Maitzi Misha Sa'adin. What's not Maitzi Misha Sa'adin?
She isn't going to Sa'adin.
If
the father dies, it doesn't make a difference. She still stays in Sa'adin.
If the father dies, she doesn't go out from Misha Sa'adin. Is that the way in Statistus? Is that right? Is that the way you understood it? Who's dead? I think some people understood it means the Adin's death. What's this to say? What's not Maitzi Misha Sa'adin? The father's death or the Adin's death? Right? Misa Sa'av Techiyah. She Maitzi Misha Sa'av. We have something which is Maitzi Misha Sa'av and not Misha Sa'adin. What's Maitzi Misha Sa'av and not Misha Sa'adin? Taisus is saying Misa Sa'av. Because Misa Sa'adin is, the Omer V'ya does go free. If her Adin dies, the Omer V'ya is not Yarshin. It's not other Avadin. We learn that the Gemara later in the Perek says, that the Amavriya, you can't yash an Amavriya. Now, if somebody buys an Amavriya, the man dies, she goes free. Misa Sa'av, and she does go free. But Misa Sa'av doesn't make her go free. What does that mean? That means that a man has a daughter, sells the daughter, not an alienist, a regular daughter, 10-year-old daughter, sells the daughter. 1 year later, when the daughter is 11, the father dies. So Taisa says, I would think that she should go free. No, she doesn't go free with Misa Sa'av. That's what Taisa says. She doesn't go free. So Taisa is asking, we see, So that's why it says Kasha. We see that it's easier to go out from Mishus Av than Mishus Adin. Mishus Av takes out from Mishus Av and it doesn't take out from Mishus Adin. That's
Tzitzis Kasha. It's a pretty cool, but also it goes out from
whoever she's by, whoever that Baal Omer
dies, she goes free. Why is it? It's
kind
of
like by father and only think of her father. It makes it equal. Why? Because Rishus Adin. Rishus Adin, the other night, she goes free. Rishus Adin, the other night, she goes free. That's right. It's equal.
Why should she go out
and
the father
and
die? The father
is
more likely to lend
him
out.
What
I'm curious
about. This is the question I wanted to get to, that you're asking. Okay, your question I have to put on the back burner for a minute, for a few minutes. Right? Rabbi Chanan asks on this Tosfos a kasha similar to what he asked on the Gemara. Rabbi Chanan asks, again, you can only sell what you own. You can't sell something you don't own, like in the case of Shutfit. A Shutfit can only sell what he owns, he can't sell what he doesn't. If a father owns his daughter only the chayav, only as long as he's alive, so then if he sells his daughter, the buyer could also only have the daughter as long as the father's alive. Tosfos says that when the father dies, the daughter doesn't go free. Machan says, why not? Why shouldn't the daughter go free? The father only owns the daughter until he dies. So just like the father only owns the daughter until he dies, so also the person the father sells it to should also only own the daughter until the father dies. What? Okay, you're asking good. 1 second. You hear the words of Rabbi Chanan's kasha, but I don't actually understand the words you hear. Huh? What? Something wrong with the kasha? If no, what's wrong with it? You can't. Again, Rabbi Chanan is asking two kashas. One on Tosfos, one on the Gemara. They both are that you can only sell what you own. You can't sell more than you own. So kasha on Tosfos is he only owns until he dies. So how could he sell her from the chiyuv that last past his death? The kasha of the Gemara was he only owns until she's 20. So how could he? What do we need kavah chayma for? Of course, he can't sell up past she's 20. Why? Because he didn't know he was going to die.
He
had a kavah for himself. What you're saying, yes. If what you're saying, if it wouldn't be Yitzia, Tosfos Kasha wouldn't make sense. Explain Tosfos Kasha to me, if that's Pshat. Misav Techiach, Shomitzia Mishosav. It's not my Yitzia Mishosav. There's just nobody there.
Go out.
Why is this Yitzia from Tosfos? No. Otherwise, what's Tosfos Kasha? But there happens to be no father, so maybe she goes out. Adain, there is a Adain, so he doesn't go out. No. So Rabbi Chanan answers with a Kneich, which is very similar to what the Brisker Rav said. Yeah, okay, so just started this. The Brisker Rav said it not about this, but said about an Eved. Right? The Brisker Rav said you own an Eved forever, just there are certain Yitzias. What? Now, whether in the Brisker Rav's case, I mean, we have what to argue about. Over here, the father owns his daughter. He doesn't own his daughter till he dies. He owns his daughter totally. He has complete ownership in his daughter. If he dies, that's the Yitzia. But he owns her until the Yitzia comes by. She gets some money, that's the Yitzia. I mean, if she has Bagris, that's the Yitzia. There's certain Yitzias from Rosh Hashanah. But he owns her totally. Since he owns her totally, he could sell her. Once he sells her, the new person owns her totally. But it's not the lamdis that he only owns her till he dies, or he only owns her till she's 20, if she's an alien. So he only owns her till she's 12 and a half, if she's a regular bagrus. Her ownership is total. The father's ownership in the daughter is a total ownership. that ownership ends if the father dies. If she's been a bebes avia and her father dies, then that's a yitzia. If she's sold, that's not a yitzia. That's not a yitzia unless the adam dies. But the nekuda is this nekuda. See, now it's a new way to look at it, that the father owns her totally. Just if whatever happens, it happens. But if he marries her off, if the father marries off his daughter, so she's also married forever. Can you do miyun if the father marries off her daughter? Should be mamayim? I told you last man, it's a common mistake. People think a daughter could be mamayim. It's not true. If father marries off his daughter, she's sold forever. She's married forever. Why? Because he owns harishas forever. There's yitzia. If she's single, she's 12 and a half, she goes out. Up until that time, it's... So this is the way Rabbi Chanan answers Sai the Shverakait on the Gemara and Sai the Shverakait on Taisus.
Why would he think?
Why would I think? Because I would think if the father only owns her until 20, or in case of an alienist, or until he's as long as he's alive, he can only sell what he owns. That would be like a shutif who sells his chalik. He can only sell his chalik. Because you can't sell more than you have. Let's say you have a karka and you owe me money. Your karka is meshuvah to me. And there's a shtar, so you have a shtar meshuvah. That means I have a right to be tevayah karka. If you sell it to someone else, can I be tevayah? I can be tevayah from him too, right? Why can't I be tevayah from him? Once he bought it, it's his. The answer is, because you can only sell him what you have. You have the karka with shibudin. So you can only sell the karka with shibudin. Same thing, if you own a daughter till 20, you can only sell it till 20. So then what do I need a kavah chayma for bagels? So after Rabbi Chanan, no. The lumdis is that you owe it totally. This is yitziah. Now, Rabbi Chanan brings a very nice nafkamina in the name of the Mishnah Melech. And what would happen if you have a girl who's a suffik by geras? How you could have a case, not important for now. Let's say she's a suffik by geras. However you have beichatimtzim. Okay? A suffik if she's a by geras. Well, she turned 12, and now we're not sure if she's 12 and a half yet. For whatever reason. You have a suffik. Today they have birth certificates. Once upon a time, people didn't know exactly when they were born. You have a suffik. And now she earns money. Does the money go to her? Could she say, maybe I'm a bageris, it's my money. Or does the father say, no, you belong to me. You have to prove it. Who's the one that has to prove it? Chazaka that what? That she was bageris before. That she was Nara before.
She's
being okay. Right.
She's
being
she
has to go. What? She's being went to her father. The father. Okay, one second. The kasha that maybe the chazaka should kick in. So that the Mishnah Melech holds. There's something called the chazaka hasuya l'shtames. Chazaka, which would normally change, doesn't have a dina. According to many, doesn't have dina chazaka. So being that the Mishnah doesn't bring in this issue of Chazaka, or maybe he does, I didn't look at the Mishnah Melech, and Rabbi Chanan doesn't bring it, so I have to assume that either there is no Chazaka because it's a Seil Shtanais, or for some other reason. So let's get back to Mishnah Melech's Chakira. If there's a Safik, who's the Muzik? The father or the daughter?
She has the money.
She's holding the money. Why, right, did the employer have to give her the money? The father could tell the employer, don't give her the money, give me the money.
What?
She worked, but she's maybe she belongs to the father.
Maybe
she doesn't. So who's the most? The employer is asking Shah, who would I pay? Do I pay her or I pay the father?
She has to
go to Maris. Yeah, but Maris is not enough in the Rabbi Sevilla. It's a suffix. Why should I assume one way or the other? Let her wait another 6 months or another month until it's a bad day. Yeah. Rabbi Chanan says it's totally in this shaila that we're being that. What? But the case is we're misupik if it changed yet.
Right. Why should he have to bring the raya?
Why should he have to bring
the
raya?
Why? She shouldn't have the rights over it. She earned it. The father wants to take it away from her.
You're assuming that by katana, the father, the employer pays the katana and the katana gives it to the father.
Yes,
may or may not be true. May be true, may not be true. We discussed whether it goes through her or not. But what? Why should the father? All right, whether he goes to the daughter or the employer is not the point. I would think he goes to the employer, like you say. But the thing is, the shaila of who's a muzik depends on the two tzadim of Rabbi Ochanan. If you learn that a woman, a girl, belongs to her father until she's 12 and a half, so now there's a day where we're not sure. Is she 12 and a half? She's not 12 and a half. So she could tell her father, look, it's a suffix if I belong to you or not. So if you want to prove I belong to you, prove I belong to you. I'm a tzadim of a raya. I'm a person, you're a person. You want to prove I belong to you? This says my ma'aseh that belong to you. You prove it. However, Zakhtar Abulchan, now that we're mechadish, that really a girl belongs to her father, la'aylam. A girl belongs to her father forever. Just as yitziyah of either Misa Sa'av or yitziyah of 12 and a half, of Bagrus, or of Eilanis, now it comes out there's a suffix if there was a yitziyah. There's a question, was there a yitziyah or wasn't there a yitziyah? Now, if you phrase the suffix, was the yitziyah, wasn't there a yitziyah, then if you're a suffix, she remains. I myself have a raya. We're not sure if there was a yitziyah, so we leave her by the father.
How?
Until it's a vadai, which, until 6 months when she has shtei saris. When she can show shtei saris, a full 6 months. So you need a full 6 months, you need a vadai to make a yitziyah. So to Rabbi Chanan, this will be totally the two ways we learn. If you learn that she belongs la'olam to the father, and there's a yitziyah, so suffik yitziyah remains by the father. If you learn that it's a suffik, does she belong to the father? Then the father is the ma'aseh of Elav Arayah. Rabbi Chanan says that that's what it's told. Okay, so we learned so far Rabba and Abaya. Okay, we're going to have yet Marbar Ravashi. But one second. Rabba learned Bozev Alim and Alzev. Ravashi, Abaya learned Bagra De'elinus. Right? How's Abaya going to answer Marbar Ravashi's Kasha? Okay, Abaya said one pasuk is for Nara and one pasuk is for Bagra De'elinus. So Marbar Ravashi asked Lav Kal V'chaimahu. So Abaya holds that's Taka Kal V'chaimah and Tarach because of Lakra. This is the way, Marsha says, this is the way Abaya holds. He holds his Shita. He holds one pasuk is Nara, one pasuk is Bagra De'elinus. And even though you could learn from a Kal V'chaimah, but Tarach because of Lakra. What?
Or he doesn't know
Kal V'chaimah. Okay, Marsha says it because the Tarach was Kasha. Is a Rashi in Chumash. The Yotza Chino main Kosef. How would you type this Rashi? If you were writing Rashi and you learned this Sugya, so what would you write? The Yotza Chino teaches you. What? What the Gemara say? The Yotza Chino Elimei Bagrus. In case of Elimei. So what would I say? That one pasuk comes to teach me Naris, and one pasuk comes to teach me Elinus. Right? That's what you would say. Rashi in Chumash says Rashi says Ein kesef l'rabos yitzia de bagrus. Ein kesef tells her she goes out with bagrus. V'mloy nemru shneyem, if I wouldn't have both pesukim, ha'yisiyayimer v'yotza chinam zu bagrus. I would have used v'yotza chinam zu bagrus. L'kach nemru shneyem, sh'lo yitim pisrepel l'baldin lachloik. Who's Rashi quoting? Huh?
Rabba.
Right? Rashi's bringing Rabba, you have? Rashi's saying, again, Ein kesef l'rabbis yitzia de bagrus. Im loy nemru shneyem, if I didn't have two psukim, ha'yisiyayim rev yatzachinam zu bagrus. I would use, if only one pasuk, I'd use it for bagrus. Kach nemru shneyem, sh'loy litim pischein pe'el about din lachlik. It says, Rashi goes with Rabba. We have in the Gemara, Rabba, Abaya, Marbar of Ashi. Marbar of Ashi is not shlugged up. Abaya is not shlugged up. Rabba is shlugged up. So Rashi picks Rabba. One of the three terutzim, which the Gemara has a pircha on, that's the one Rashi picks. Isn't very strange? No? The Marsha, he asked the Kash. Marsha asked, why is Rashi in Chumash saying it the way it's not? He's bringing down the drasha. That's not lamaskana. So Marsha answers, good, that Abaya is not arguing with Rabba. He's for answering Rabba. Rabba said, we have one psuk, two psukim, one for Naris, one for Bagrus. We had a kasha, there's no hechetimtza. That's why we went to kasha on Rabba, right? There's no hechetimtza. You can never have a yitzia of Bagrus, because Bagrus is 12 and a half. If she went out when she was 12, she then by 12 and a half, she's not an Amma anymore. That was the kasha on Rabba. The kasha on Rabba was two psukim, but there's no hechetimtza of Bagrus. So to Marsha, Abaya is saying that there is a hechatimsa of bagrus. Elanis is a bagrus. An elanis, someone who hits 20 and has some money elanis, that's bagrus. That's bagrus. That's what Rabba meant. When Rabba said, Ein kesef, v'yatzachinam elu yimei bagrus, Ein kesef elu yimei narus, what did Rabba mean? What did Rabba mean? Rabba meant v'yotzachinam elu yimei bagrus is the case of bagrus. You go out with bagrus. I there's no hechetimtza. There is hechetimtza by elanis. And ein kesef elu yimei narus. I listed rachman and narus. I don't need bagrus. Let's just say you go out with 12. I don't know for sure you go out with bagrus. So Gemara. So Rabba said bozel limeraza. The kasha on Rabba was that there's no hechetimtza of bagrus. Abba is saying there is a hechetimtza. So the way he's learning, Abba is explaining Rabba, and the Mela Rabba is Lamaskana. There's just a hechetimtza of the way you could have bagrus. There's still a bit of a problem. I'll show you this too. Which pasuk comes for which? Yotzachinam is bagrus, and in kesef is narus. Rashi says, Ein kesef l'rabbis yitzia de bagrus. Is that the way the Gemara says it? Gemara says the other way, right? V'yotzachinam elimei bagrus, ein kesef elimei naris. Rashi says, yotzachinam zu bagrus. V'yotzachinam zu bagrus. Oh, it's good. I'm sorry. V'yotzachinam. Oh, I'm sorry. So it is good. No. So v'yotzachinam elu bagrus. Rashi says, "Ein kesef l'rabbis yitzia de bagrus." V'ilu l'aynemer shneim ha'yisiyayim v'yotzachinam zu bagrus. Rashi says, "Tam alayim ein kesef l'rabbis bagrus." I knew it had to be shverak. Rashi says it's shverak. Right? Rashi says, "Ein kesef l'rabbis bagrus," and the Gemara says, "Yotzachinam is bagrus." Well, sorry. See, really, Tosfos is the second Tosfos, the Yatzachinam. What was Tosfos Kasha then? In Tayyib Bereisha, Havalei Lemikin, Elu Yemei Naris, Vahadi Yemei Bagris. Now, what's Tosfos Kasha? Now, logically, it should go the other way. The first Pasuk should be Naris, and the second one should be Bagris. That's Tosfos Kasha, right? Rashi in Chumash is doing what Tosfos says in the Kasha. He's inverting it. Question is why he does it. Right. So you look at the Marshan Tais. Marshan explains exactly why Rashi does it. Shaklavitari is a little complicated. You have to look at it inside. But the Marshan does say that it's always the derech of Rashi. There's no klal for learning Rashi and Chumash. That's the derech of Rashi always to pick a drasha which is Pashtei Dekra, which is fits in more better into the Pashtas of the Pasuk. So that's why you have to look at the whole piece. But Rashi and Chumash brings what's Karav L'Pshutai. You know, there's a Rashi in Yisrael that brings a drasha on Shabbos. Rashi says it means Ayidei Goy. A Goy can't do Malacha for a Yid. What's fair about that? That Amir Lakam is a Drabbanim. This Taka Mandi Amar that tells us that Raisa. We don't pass it that way. So the Mefarshi Rashi say that Rashi doesn't make up things. He has to have a makar. But when he chooses drashas, it's more pshat. It's not a halacha sefer. Rashi in the Chumash doesn't mean to paskin. Rashi just means to explain things the way it fits in most simple. Okay. All right. Now let's see the Tosis. The Lay Asi Simani Naris. This is the. Oh, it's going on the last piece of Gemara. Let's see the last piece of Gemara. This is the Lamdish of the Sugya of Alanis has to do with Tosfos Kasha. Let's see the last teres in the Gemara. Ella Amar Bar Rashi. Last two lines. Lo Nitzucha Le Iker Zvila De Alanis. I need a feeling. Not the Yitzia of Alanis. Iker Zvila De Alanis. The original sale. Saka Zaita Chamina da Asi Samani Naris Havizvini. Dola Asi Samani Naris Lay Havizvina Zvina. I would think that a woman who could have Samani Naris could be sold. A woman who can't have Samani Naris can't be sold. Why would I think that? I would think only a girl who could have Samani Naris could be sold. A girl is incapable, so much can't be sold. Why would I think that? If it's not shayach, one of the yitzias, then it's not shayach the whole thing. Okay, b'zman hazeh, there's no eved ivri. You know why there's no eved ivri b'zman hazeh? Because there's no yaivol b'zman hazeh. An eved ivri has to be able to go out with yaivol. And since b'zman hazeh, you don't have right klal yisrael and yisrael. So there's no yaivol. Some Mela, there's no Eved Ivri. Same thing Amavriya. Amavriya has to have all the Yitzias. Since she can't have a Yitzia of Simanim, so Lachaira, she can't become an Amavriya. So it's Kutzvara. What? That's Tosfos Kasha, right? So you learned the Tosfos? Found the Tosfos. The Saka Daitach Amina. The Asya Simani Naris have his Vini. The Layasya Simani Naris lay have his Vini is Vini. Kamash Malan. The Yatzachinam, that what? That what? Anybody? Kamash Malan, the Yatzachinam, that what? There's a good seller. I shall tell you to see of Simanim. So the pshat is because there's a kasuv. What? The pshat is she does have a yitzi of simanim. just a set of simone shtesaris, she has simone elanis. She goes out with simone of naris or simone of bagris. So she doesn't have yitzi of simone. So she goes out with these simone. Gemara says, "Lamar bar Ravashi, I'm about kavachaymahu. Haminu misidas be kavachaym etarav akasav lakra." Where it says, "Hani mili echad alek lishnuyeh, echadik lishnuyeh." We always prefer to darshin rather than to say tarav akasav lakra. Tomorrow we're going to get to the bottom taisvus in the Yamad Aleph. We're going to go fighting Gemara as well. So prepare. I didn't get yet to the Reb Naftali, which is on the bottom taisvus. Yisrael Shemot Rav.